Lightning 100, that was our friends. We've had so many good people in here in the studio today. That was what was that? That was Rival Sons. They were just in the studio here, and we're getting people in and out of here down in Bonnaroo. It is super fun.
We're speed dating.
Speed dating. I have my new double date here. It's Jeff Gorman and Jake Cochran from Illiterate Light.
What's up, Nashville?
Hello, Nashville.
And beyond.
That's right. And yes. Yeah, into the greater universe and cosmos.
How are you guys doing?
We're good. We're having a blast. It's personally, this is my first Bonnaroo. Jake, you've been here before. First time playing, but
this is my 10-year anniversary of my first Bonnaroo.
Oh, my God. Congratulations.
Yes, I'm celebrating. I don't think I'm going to get stoned and listen to Matsuzi Yahoo this year.
That was literally a guess.
That, does not
that was
sound
honestly
really?
A guess.
And it was right?
I just said yeah because I blanked. You know?
I mean, you guys have come pretty far in 10 years. I mean, you're playing Bonnaroo this
time.
Yeah,
it's huge for us. You know, we were just, I was just thinking about earlier, I bootlegged a 2008 My Morning Jacket Bonnaroo session.
Oh, man.
Probably, yeah, in, you know, like the year or two after. And so, you know, it's always been kind of a bucket list thing.
Yeah.
Hopefully this isn't the last time we do it. I hope just the first, but it's a huge deal for us. We're just ecstatic.
I mean, it's such a fun festival. You know, it's like, I was just talking to, with Jay about how there's just all different kinds of music, right? There's EDM, there's rock, there's country, there's all sorts of things. It's all good, right? Like most of it anyway.
Oh, absolutely. we're getting we're seeing all kinds of stuff this week.
We're staying next to the EDM tents.
Oh, my gosh, I think too. Did you guys feel the ground shaking last night?
So it's our first night. Our sound guy was here last night, and he was like, get ready for some low end.
That's
until
right.
4 a.m. So I think we'll just embrace it, and that'll be a new thing for me. But, yeah, no, it's super cool. I mean, it's great to see a festival that's so diverse, just musically, sonically.
Yeah.
I know we're really bummed tonight because we're playing the same time as Childish Gambino.
Oh, man.
We'd love to see him. But we're also doing Lollapalooza with him.
Oh, wow.
So it's awesome just to see hip-hop and soul and jam and rock and country, like you said, EDM. You know, I'm looking for the pop-punk tent. Where's the pop-punk revival at Bonnaroo this year? But, you know, something to keep in the backlog for next year, but yeah.
What is there a pop punk band you'd want
to
see?
Well, I don't know. That's part joke, but honest, you know, it's in middle school. That was weird. My buddy Matt and I were just joking about this. I grew up with like Simple Plan and Good Charlotte. I grew up in the Baltimore area.
Yeah.
And Good Charlotte was from like 30 miles away or something.
Hometown
that was like
band.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
So like and Dashboard Confessional, like anything where you're
he
like 12
in Nashville now too.
Yeah. Oh, does he?
Yeah,
cool. Anything when you're like 12 years old and can just kind of emotionally gush over it, I was kind of open to at that point. So yeah.
That's awesome. Well, you guys are playing the Who stage tonight at 8:45. Are you nervous?
I'm excited. It's you know, anything could happen out there.
Yeah.
You know, the Who stage is great because it's kind of like we don't even know who we are, so we'll just come out
it's
there.
It's sort of an existential stage.
Exactly. we might play a new song that we recently recorded called Existential Crisis.
Oh, perfect.
And, you know,
I feel
we'll
like
be
you guys
having
should play
that on stage and out in the crowd. They'll kind of just try to figure out what's going on.
I think that's perfect.
When we got announced on the Who stage, I was just following the social media kind of comments and stuff on Instagram. And it was awesome just seeing the amount of people that are like going through just like literally who are any of these bands. And it was like humbling, but also just like cool. Like that's kind of how we wanted to kick off our festival lives. You know, we did this year. We've done Shaking Knees. We've got Lollapalooza coming up.
Yeah.
Newport Folk Festival.
Awesome.
Obviously, we're here at Bonnaroo. And, you know, for us to just kind of start at the low end of the totem pole and just say, here we are, you know, it's really humbling and just, it's great. We're just stoked to be here.
And what a way to gain new fans, right? Like
totally.
Seeing live music. I mean, I think you guys are a band where when you see guys live, it's a much different experience. And so even someone walking by and being like, who are these guys? You know, you can just pick up like thousands of fans in one day.
We hope so. Yeah, totally. We try
sure
to make
will.
A lot of noise for two guys. For those listening out there that don't know a ton about Jake and I's live show, I'm playing bass with my feet through a synthesizer contraption and guitar and singing, and Jake is standing up while he's playing drums, and it sounds like John Bonham banging away, but it's like a full body experience. And then he's also singing on top of that. So it's a lot of noise for two guys that are standing on one foot.
And so fun to watch, right? Like, that's what I mean about the live show being different than the recorded music.
Totally.
Where you're just like, how do these guys have extra limbs? Like, how is this even happening?
Yeah.
And your debut album was produced by Vance Powell, right? Who produced Jack White, Kings of Leon, Chris Stapleton. How was that experience? I mean, I'm sure it was great.
Yeah, working with Vance is incredible. We just finished mastering that, and he got to come over. We mastered in Nashville with a gentleman named Pete Lyman, and watched the first vinyl record get cut for the, you know, just it was a pretty spiritual experience for Jeff and I think, starting this project so long ago, and it's kind of first time we're going on wax. And but yeah, he's an incredible producer and engineer, and just he's kind of pushed us in some really cool places.
Can I just ask you a follow up on what do you mean by it was a spiritual experience? I love how you went into that.
Spiritual experience, it was kind of out of body.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, I could, so much of what we've dreamed about and worked. I mean, in the same sense, I'm sure this set in Bonnaroo will be, you know, I came here as a 19-year-old and stumbled upon some of my new favorite bands.
Yeah.
and we just signed to Atlantic Records, and we're on some of the same we're now labeled. Like, I saw Portugal the Man. I had no idea who that was, but I just stumbled upon their stage 10 years ago and my mind was blown, and now we're, you know, label mates with them. And so.
and now people are, that's going to be someone's experience tonight with you guys, which I think, you know, that's a spiritual experience,
absolutely.
Right?
That's
like kind of coming full circle and you
sure.
get to like give someone else that experience that
absolutely.
You had. So that's beautiful. So I saw something, I was reading about you guys, and you were talking about how, I loved what you said, that your music is between postmodern confusion and vibrant optimism. Can you talk a little more about that? Because I found that fascinating.
Yeah, absolutely. That I think that's Jake and I trying to be honest about the fact that we don't have the answers for a lot of the things that we are thinking about and talking about. And we just did a panel just now where we were talking about environmentalism and sustainability, and
you guys used to live on an organic farm,
exactly,
right? And you toured the Mid-Atlantic by bike.
So we live in the Shenandoah Valley, and we're able to jump around between our hometown of Harrisonburg and Stanton, Virginia, Charlottesville, Richmond, even over to Baltimore and D.C.,
yeah.
Which seemed like, you know, these are all 3 hours by car or something. So it's quite the journey to do it by bike. But, I got to pose the question to this gal, what does the future of touring look like in the midst of an environmental crisis where, you know, oil, it's a big deal to burn the amount of oil that we burn. And yet we're in this industry that's so dependent on travel and touring. And so much of that gives us life, and we love touring, but we're trying to really not just get down to like kind of writing letters and liking things on Facebook, but what can we actually do as
right.
a band to be a part of the change in the world? And it's, you know, so the pulls of postmodernism is the fact that we're talking about those things and don't have totally the answers for them right now, but we're seeking them out. You know, touring by bicycle is one of the attempts to kind of figure out how to do that. And I think for Jake and I, we do kind of sway back and forth between being like, the future is hopeful and we're going to be part of this change, and then also just kind of like, what is going on in the world right now? There's so much hate and there's so much confusion, and it's just really overwhelming and stimulizing.
Stimulating.
Stimulating.
I'm with you.
I'm stimulizing myself.
Stimuli is
by
also
making
a word,
up
so
new
you're,
words.
You're fine.
On, yeah.
You're good. Well, thank you.
Stimulize the crowd tonight. Come on out, y'all.
Well, you guys, thank you so much for being here. And it was really, really such a pleasure to get to meet you and talk
for
to you.
Us.
You guys come out and see Illiterate Light. They're going to be on tonight at 8:45 on the Who stage. Jake and Jeff, they're going to be using all their limbs and making tons of great noise. Thank you all so much for being here.
Great to be here. See ya.
Thanks, everybody.